All right, so I want to talk about why I think everybody should just stay invested in different assets to the best of their ability. All right. First off, always stay invested in assets. That's the truth. The thing is, cash is trash. I mean, look, if there's one thing I've learned, cash cannot have real value. And the only reason it can't have any true, real, actual value is because cash itself is inherently not backed by anything of value. The problem is, cash was at one point backed by gold. At one point, that's must really emphasize the at one point part, because when it was backed by gold, it actually meant something. It really had true value. But because it's not backed by anything, it's really just a piece of paper that's backed by government promises and nothing of real substantial value. And we all know the promise of a man is not a real promise. Because men, we, even governments, government in general, I'll say this, rarely keeps its promises. I am more optimistic about people on an individual level, but people in a group setting don't always keep promises. And I do believe the government, in a weird way, is its own entity. An unethical entity, if I might add. One that overtaxes its people. One that does terrible things. I'm not a government guy. I would never run for office. I think that's irresponsible and stupid. I think what we've seen from the government is frustrating, to say the least. Look, as somebody who is very anti-government, anti-big government, the government's gotten a little too big for its britches, and we as a people must start realizing that we need to take the reins, maybe potentially away from away, you know, it's terrible to say, but away from someone. I think Joe Biden needs to be impeached. I'm just going to put that out there right now. But we need to invest. You need to stay invested, because we're if you save cash, you're saving something that goes down in value every single year, every single day, because government is printing so much money, it's devaluing what you have in your savings account. It devalues what you have in your checking account. When there's too much of one thing, the actual overall value gets lowered. And what we're not seeing, what everybody's not seeing, is that what Biden is doing, what the Federal Reserve is trying to do, is ruin capitalism. Ruin it. And replace it with something worse. You know, you think capitalism's bad, but you never lived in a socialist country. You never lived in a communist country. I've never lived in either of those. But I do know for a fact that if you read a history book and you see how terrible those people lived in socialist and communist regimes, you would think twice. I used to be a socialist when I was growing up. I used to think socialism was a good idea. Then I read history. You know, it's such a pretty concept on paper, but it's not pretty. It's not a pretty concept in real life. Yeah, and can you say that I'm biased? Very biased against those two concepts? You bet your ass I'm biased. I think I have every reason to be. And I should be. Because if you're not biased against those, I mean, there's just so much to hate with collectivism, because it doesn't work with human nature. It tries to pretend like human beings are angels without sin, basically. That we can all congregate in a group and get along. We can. We can all get along. We can all respect each other's boundaries, but we do need to leave each other alone. We need space. Human beings, while being codependent, are also very independent creatures. That is the one thing I believe collectivist concepts like socialism and communism fail to represent in most cases. I'll always believe that. If I want to say one thing, though, to everybody, what I've noticed. And I'm a little bit depressed even having this rant, because I really do believe there's a hope for humanity at the end of the day. At the end of the day, there's always hope, there's always betterment, there's always something that can be done. However, we do also have to come to the conclusion, come to the realization not all outcomes are pretty. It may not be a good outcome at all. We may be going down a path, a road that has no turns. It is possible that capitalism, over time, spawns into socialism and communism. And then those concepts end up ruining what we as Americans will have. I do believe the sad part is things have gotten so good that we forgot that the reason things are so good is because of capitalism, because of freedom, because of things like America. Freedom and freedom of choice, those are the elements in the equation that make America better than every single country. And also, it's the reason other countries have adopted freedoms in understanding that if you try to rule with an iron fist to your people, there's eventually rebellion. The whole process destabilizes. So the reason America is a free country, is a country that promotes freedom and freedom of choice or freedom of to pursue happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, baby. I believe in it wholeheartedly. But yeah, anyway, to the topic, sorry. What I'm trying to really get at is stay in assets. Invest in gold. Invest in silver. Invest in stocks. Invest in bonds. I don't care. Bonds may not be the most inflation-proof asset out there, but you still get paid. Make sure that there are bonds that U.S. Treasuries, at least, that have a high yield. I would, you know, when it comes to bonds, since bonds are a tough one to determine, I would make sure that you're exposed to the entirety of the bond market. You can be exposed to the total bond market, just as a heads up to everybody out there. This is something that not a lot of people are aware of, and they should be. Get exposed to the bond market. The Vanguard total bond market is probably one of the best ways to get your foot in the door when it comes to bonds. Stocks, though, are truly the most inflation-proof asset. And if there's one thing I've noticed, for me personally, from what I noticed, that stocks have had a better track record because you're investing in not only a growing business, but you're also investing in something that adapts very well. Businesses adapt very well to inflation. The consumer, though, I will tell you this, the investor is fine during inflation, but people who are consuming are the ones who are not fine. The ones who are holding onto cash basically take the brunt of the force of the problem. They have to pay more, right? When you print too much money, all that demand that happens, like if all the money goes to the people, right? You print like $1 trillion or $2 trillion, it starts putting pressure, right? A demand, right? Supply and demand. So if the supply starts running out, the demand runs higher, obviously prices for things are going to go up. And then with all the supply chain issues that have been happening, prices have been going up through the roof for a lot of different things. So what we need to realize is we're in a bit of a desperate time. Definitely a desperate time. And we should be aware of what's happening. And I think a lot of people are not aware of what's happening. So stay invested in inflation-proof assets. Because while interest rates are really, really low, while they're low, you're going to continue to see a rise in the markets. Once the interest rates start tapering a percentage up, you know, 1%, 2%, 3%, once it becomes more expensive to borrow money because you have to pay more interest, that's when a lot of companies stop borrowing so much. So we've been spoiling so many companies, so many banks, everybody. We've been spoiling everybody by making money cheap. And when you make money too cheap, everything else goes up in value, right? Real estate goes up in value. Prices go up in value for things. It doesn't matter what it is. And then here's another scary twist. When interest rates start rising again and money get... This is a terrible situation. I think it could cause the next market crash because it's been so easy to borrow money that inflation is rearing its ugly head and it's fucking the consumer. Now, look, if you're invested in stocks or any sort of inflation-proof asset like gold or silver or something, you're fine. You're totally fine in the long run. But those who aren't, be aware that if you do have spare cash and there is a market crash, it would be a good time to invest. Investing during times of like a market crash is crucial. It's important. because if things go down, hard, you're going to want to have some spare cash to invest in great dividend paying assets. They're going to be there. They'll be there for the taking. And it'll be up to you to buy them. It'll be up to you to get into them. So I don't know, you guys. It's a little nerve-wracking. It's scary. It's a very scary time. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if there's going to be a market crash. We don't know if the S&P 500 is going to keep inflating up like a meme stock, right? And I think the S&P 500 index is going to continue to go up only because it's easy to borrow money. It's cheap, and corporations have been borrowing money on the cheap with such low interest rates. So why not take advantage of a good thing while it lasts? It's smart of those corporations to do so, by the way, because they know how to use that money. They know how to get, they're going to use that to accumulate more assets, buy a stock back, pay dividends, for instance. It's an interesting ride. In me personally, I think from what I've been able to see, what I've been able to note, I mean, we're looking at, what are we, I mean, for me personally, from what I've been able to see, is we're looking at crazy inflationary times, and things may just get worse. I mean, things may get better too, but I do believe that there's going to be a market crash on the horizon, and this needs to be embraced because it's going to happen. And if it does happen, which it probably will, have money on standby for sure. But you still want to make sure that you're really, really well invested in different assets, as many different assets as you can. Real estate, even if you have to do real estate through like a Vanguard Real Estate Investment Trust index fund, that's totally fine. You can get those on any brokerage account you want. You can get those on Robinhood, Webull. I don't care what you use. TD Ameritrade, Charles Schwab. Use whatever brokerage account you want. Just stay smart about this. Invest. Stay in the market. Even if a market crash happens, just stay anyway. Market crashes do happen, and eventually it goes right back up, and usually to all-time highs. You just have to wait a while. And also, while a market crashes, you could buy more to lower your average cost. Lowering your average cost is crucial. It's probably the simplest thing you could do. If you really think about it, lower average cost by buying on the dip. Especially for assets that will go back up eventually. You know. But I do like swing trading the S&P 500 index funds. They are fun because you have some volatility still. Even throughout diversification, you're always going to have that volatility. You're always going to have those ups and downs. And it's important that you play with those ups and downs. Play with the 1% gains. Play with the 1% losses. Sell when you need to sell. Buy when you need to buy. Buy on the dip. Sell on the rise. Simple, simple, simple principles. Delay your gratification. Buy and hold. Have two brokerage accounts for two different philosophies. One for buying and holding. One for swing trading. Pretty much it. You have to compartmentalize. You have to be able to play different sides, conceptualize different ideas simultaneously, even if they're contradictory. Many ways to do this. But it's fun, and I want to see you guys out there. I want to see everybody continue to invest and stay intelligent in the markets, because you can do it. I really sincerely believe everybody can do this. But they don't get too hopeful. You know, I mean, you know, don't let the hope bug strike you, because everybody gets so hopeful about the dumbest shit. But really, just stay smart. That's all I ask. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this rant, this little show. And stay safe, stay healthy, stay sexy, and have an incredible rest of the day, everybody. Later.